Do you want to fly somewhere? Anywhere in the world? Smart travelers call myflightsearch.com for the best deals on flight tickets. Going to Manila, Bangkok, London, how about Singapore? Call myflightsearch.com for the lowest flight tickets available. What about a local vacation? Let's say you want to fly to Vegas, Orlando, Miami, Los Angeles, or Denver. Pick up the phone and call myflightsearch.com right now. We have exclusive deals that you can't find anywhere else. The only way you can get these low airline prices is by calling us. We have so many low prices available, we can't possibly tell them to you right here and now. If you're flying somewhere anytime in the next 6 months and you want the lowest airline ticket prices anywhere, you owe it to yourself to save a ton of money. So pick up your cell phone and call myflightsearch.com right now.
Call 800-303-3398. 800-303-3398. That's 800-303-3398. Call now. 800-303-3398.
Inform and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. I'm Alex Worley. Welcome to the show. Now over to Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us. Our guest today, Wing Lam. Hi, Wing.
Nice to meet you.
How are you? The co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco.
Nice to
They're
meet
so
you.
They're so good.
Thank you.
There's a free commercial right off the bat. And it's nice knowing you. Yeah. Did you always want to be an entrepreneur, or did you just into this?
I thought I wanted to be corporate America, try to fit in, right? Mm-hmm. So I tried that for a little while, and then I decided I didn't really like people telling me what to do every day. And I thought maybe there's a better way. So the rest of, you know, my dad always had his own little restaurant on Balboa Island. So I'm like, hey, we got to give it a try. And the rest is history.
Why fish?
We wanted to be different because, first of all, a Chinese guy from Brazil making Mexican food didn't sound that good.
So sounds like a movie to me.
So I thought, hey, maybe we'll make fish tacos and be really different. If you're going to be different, you might as well go all the way. So,
and was it a hit right away?
It took a little bit, about a month or two to kind of get people warmed up to the idea. Because one, we didn't fry our fish, we grilled it. So that was one hurdle to overcome. And two, we didn't do our typical refried beans and Mexican red rice. We didn't white rice and black beans from Brazil. So that was another hurdle. But once kind of people got used to the idea of grilled fish, white rice, and black beans, so the rest is history.
What was your first paying job?
My first paying job, actually, I used to wash dishes.
Me too.
At a French restaurant across the street from my dad's restaurant.
Really?
Yeah.
And how much you make?
Oh, God, probably a couple of bucks an hour.
Yeah. What'd you learn there?
I learned
how to clean a dish.
How to clean glasses, wine glasses. You can't have any spots on wine glasses.
Is that the Dunkin' out?
Oh, no, and you got to hand dry them.
Right.
Yeah. So I learned from
So you were washing dishes in a high-class place.
A very high-end place, yeah.
I was in a diner. Worst job you've ever had?
Worst job is probably running a kiosk at Disneyland one summer. And I don't know what they thought, but selling fortune cookies. I'm like, why an Asian kid selling fortune cookies on a pier at Disneyland? That was probably the worst.
How many hours do you work a day now?
I still probably get in, about 8 to 10 hours a day, yeah.
And can you find something to do every hour?
Yes, I'm always, there's always
you
something.
You like to have fun at work.
Yes. There's always somebody that has a question, or I'm trying to make sure that we're, you know, planning. So there's a lot of planning and execution.
Let's talk about, we talked about it earlier out there.
Yeah.
Work-life balance. I know you got a new child in your home, and you have an older son, right?
Yeah.
But how do you balance all, you have 65 stores.
Yes.
So how do you balance all that?
You try to, you know, keep the business to business, and then, you know, you're away from the business, your family time to that. But, you know, inevitably there's a little bit crossover because I've done a lot of things. So there's always somebody trying to, you know, get a little time to ask me questions about what I do and how can they do it better, right?
And you always find time for charity. I mean, you do so many charities. We've worked on a couple together, I think. But, and all my friends go to them, and you're on the first tee at golf tournaments.
We got, literally this week we got three tournaments, you know, back to back to back. But it's one of those where whenever we come into an event, we always try to do a little bit better than what it has been done in the past. And that's the reason they always ask us to come back.
And it's good to give back, too.
Oh, it's awesome. Oh,
are there any weird hobbies?
I would say
that you can talk about.
don't know if I got anything that's weird.
What's your hobby?
Well, I like to surf, obviously, because I live at the beach. I like to snowboard, wakeboard, and play golf.
What's the one adjective that describes you as an entrepreneur?
You know, they always joke about me thinking outside the box, whatever. I think I'm a really good guy that can anticipate. I think that's more than anything else. Because if you can anticipate, you can find a need before anybody else has that need.
And what's the next need for Wahoos?
We're going to be, I think, around, I mean, we talk about wellness, but we also talk about flavor. And the two are not exactly on the same page. Something that tastes good is not necessarily good for you. So trying to find that perfect balance.
You're my new best friend. Please find it. I mean, it's so hard.
Yeah, it's very hard.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. This is Business Rockstars. Our guest is the co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. I'm hungry. Wing Lamb. Do you rely on advice of others in your company, Wing?
I do. I mean, I'm always asking for people because it's like, don't think that you know everything. So I always ask around. You know, people may have some good advice.
And if how much advice listen, do you need?
Just every now and then, you know, just like, how would you do this?
Right.
And like, you see trends, right? So I'll ask some of my friends in the industry that say, hey, what do you see happening like in workman's comp? Things like that, because all of a sudden you see little things happening. It's just nice to kind of get ahead of it.
Do you micromanage? You don't micromanage.
No, I don't. I let people, like you hire people to do a job. Right. Don't tell them how to do it.
Someone told me that the biggest hire for a fast food franchise is the manager. You got to find a good manager.
Yeah.
How do you find those people?
It's hard because a lot of ours have grown with us. You know, there's a few that we hired as managers,
right.
But the best ones tend to be the ones that we've hired and trained them because they know from the ground
stuck
up.
With them.
And we stuck with them. Yeah, yeah. They're great people.
If an employee is rude or disrespectful and you find out, what do you do about that? Do you talk to them or right away is he out?
No, we try to talk to them first. And like I said, before we even get to that point, we try not to hire people that are rude
right.
in general. And we try to explain.
But everybody has their days.
Yeah, everybody's got their days. So we'll give everybody, you know, what I call the break. But, you know, just understand that, you know, the customer, you know, we got to take care of that because otherwise we're not going to have any money.
There's nothing worse than ordering fast food from a rude, I'm not saying that you have them, but from a rude person behind the counter.
But in any business, it doesn't matter whether you're an attorney or an hourly,
right.
You just can't be rude. You know, if somebody's paying you for a job, do your job.
And how about friends and family? Is it a good idea to hire friends and family?
Good and bad.
I know you take a lot of advice from your wife.
Hey, I would say good and bad, but understand that they still have a job to do.
There's a boundary.
There's a boundary. Job is a job. Friendship comes after.
Yeah. Because I think people who hire their family out of charity or they just need a
it's
job.
A bad idea.
Not going to happen.
No.
What is your strength as a CEO?
I think I'm open-minded.
You're likable, I can tell
you. And I mean, I'll give everybody an opportunity, you know, to prove me wrong or prove themselves right. And basically, you know, hey, if you tell me you can do something, go do it. And I'm not going to micromanage you. And so the idea is, you know, allow people the freedom to do what they're good at. And then don't criticize them if that's what you're hiring them for.
What's not on your resume that might surprise all of us?
The one thing which is really crazy is way back in the 80s when
first of all, I'm still trying to get over the having you sell a fortune cookie. But go ahead.
One of the crazy things that probably nobody knows about is the fact that in the 80s, there was this whole movement with aerobics. And like anything else that I've done in my life, you're going to find out is I tend to want to be really good at what I do.
Right.
So I learned how to play tennis. I learned how to play golf. I learned how to swim. I taught myself how to do a lot of things. So along the way, I got really good at aerobics. And I almost competed in the aerobics competition that you see on TV. But I was like, okay, I'm good enough. I can teach some fun classes as a sub, whatever. And that's about it.
I got addicted to Taibo.
Yeah, which is awesome.
And I was there every morning, every day.
It's awesome.
And that has kept me in shape all this time.
Amazing.
You know, Wayne Gretzky brought me in and said, you think you're in shape? I said, yeah. He said, come to this class.
And you're like, you can't move your arms.
Where do you develop your new ideas? Or are there any, do you need new ideas? Tacos or tacos?
Well, the interesting part for me is when you see our little taco truck cruising around town, chances are I'm the one driving it. So when I go to events, I try new things, and I see what the competition, everybody's doing, and I'll try to tweak things, And one of the things that we came up with recently is everybody talks about cutting carbs out, right? Because everybody wants to, you know, watch what they eat. We always had two tortillas for a taco because it holds things together. Well, I came up with a way of using one tortilla and not having it fall apart. So you just cut 50% of the carbs in a taco.
No, that's a new idea. And it works, but, yeah, but it some people love the carbs.
Yeah, but again, not everybody does, so you can still have your two if you want.
That's the thing. How do you please everybody?
Well, you just kind of, you got to have a couple of different things on the menu. So you can, like you said, build it your way. So we got people that want all the carbs they want, and we got people that don't want any. So, and then there's people in between.
Do you have a mentor?
Actually, my dad is the best example. I mean, him, just his work ethic is unbelievable. And he is the guy that will see something. I'm like, why can't I do that? And I'm like, you're in your mid-80s. You shouldn't be doing that. But he still thinks, but he, and he actually does cook, and he has a great time doing it.
Do you have an entrepreneur that you like?
Actually, there's a lot of entrepreneurs. I would say probably the one guy, it's his ability to communicate. It's not what he does. It's his ability to communicate. So Anthony Robbins is by far the best guy I've ever seen on TV and live, where you can sit there and listen to him for like 10 hours because he knows how to talk to everybody in the audience.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. This is Business Rockstars. Back in a moment.
Are you living with a growing prostate? Do you pee more often than you used to? Do you wake up to go? Be honest, is there a drop in your romantic life? Prostate problems don't go away on their own, so you need to call for a free bottle of Super Beta Prostate, the number one non-prescription formula for your prostate. The ingredients are natural. With Super Beta Prostate, you'll have less urges to urinate, less waking at night, and an improvement in your romantic life. Try it for free. Pay only shipping and handling. Super Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules to get the same active ingredient in just one Super Beta Prostate tablet. Stop running to the bathroom and call us now for your free bottle. Hurry, this free offer won't last. Call 1-800-507-1004. That's 1-800-507-1004. 1-800-507-1004.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Part of my program, getting from there to here, being able to ride my bike 620 miles every single year from San Francisco to San Diego, is because my friends here at Superbeats. You know, in 1998, the Nobel Prize in Medicine was awarded to three scientists who discovered nitric oxide and the effects on the body. Doctors now refer to it as body's miracle molecule. Every one of the guys in my studio is taking this stuff. In the last 4 weeks that I've taken this, I'm going to say I'm sleeping better, my knees are better, my nutrition better. By the way, beets are a nutritional gold mine. They're rich in vitamins, minerals, dietary nitrates, nitric oxide, all can help circulation, help maintain healthy blood pressure levels. I am confident. You buy 1 month supply of Super Beets, I'm going to give you a 1 month supply free. Also, remember the free book, Beat the Odds, free shipping on your entire order. You're going to love the results. I know it's working. I feel better. I feel more energy. You're going to feel better, too. Super Beats. Call right now, 800-808-0687. That's 800-808-0687. Or go to SullyBeats.com. That's SullyBeats.com.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad Ed students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
888-904-1986. 888-904-1986. That's 888-904-1986.
How old are you? 25, 35, 50, or older? If you have pain, we can help. Do your knees hurt?
Ow.
Let me ask you again. Are your knees killing you?
Oh, yeah. Are they ever?
What about your back? When you bend over, does it feel like this? How about when you get out of bed in the morning? If you're like me, your knees and back feel like this.
Oh, that hurts.
I found a company called the Pain Relief Hotline. They specialize in ways to treat your knee, back, and neck pain without surgery or taking medications. The good news is if you have insurance, you may have little or no cost or out-of-pocket expense. I've used them. It works. Call the Pain Relief Hotline now for free information. 800-303-4607. 800-303-4607. Call now. 800-303-4607. That's 800-303-4607.
Rockstars. Now let's check in with Pat O'Brien.
We are here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. Welcome back to Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Wing Lam, my new best friend, co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. Lots of ideas flying through this guy, and it's great to have you here.
Thanks for having me.
If you had to do a 30-second pitch on your company, what would it be? You don't have to anymore. Well, maybe you do.
I do. I tell people is we're the last of the restaurants our size that still make everything from scratch at every location.
In the location?
In the location.
So there's nothing's no frozen? And
well, things do come frozen.
Yeah, I get that.
But nothing is prepackaged somewhere else and served to you.
Now, we talked earlier about why fish.
Yeah.
How did you get this idea?
Well, all the surf trips down to Mexico, I went to San Diego State.
How drunk were you when you said, let's have fish tacos?
Well, it wasn't so much drinking, but, you know, a lot of the surfing.
Joking,
but yeah, it was one of those things where it was the staple in all the surf communities down south of the border.
Fish tacos.
Fish tacos. And nobody was doing
it. Hard shell or soft shell?
Soft shell.
Soft shell.
Yeah.
How long have you been in business?
Since 1988, 27 years.
So you've had a decent run. How many employees?
We got about 1,500 all in.
And is it harder now? Now that you've got 65 shops,
yeah.
What do you call them?
Stores.
Stores, yeah. Whatever I call them.
Yeah, shops.
Is it easier now than it was?
Oh,
because
no.
You're kind of on a roll? No?
No, because back when I started, it was me. I mean, there weren't as many people in my category or other people doing quick casual, we call them. Mm-hmm. So there were all the fast food and all the high-end restaurants. So I came in that middle space. And people are like, whoa, this is a nice little place because you can make a nice margin. So sandwich shops, hamburger guys, more taco guys all came into my space. So there's a lot more competition now than there ever.
Yeah. Yeah. Wing Lam is our guest, co-founder of Wahoo's Fish Taco. If you were your own employee, what would you think of you?
That I'm a fun guy to work for.
Right. Are you always this fun?
I am. It doesn't really matter. I could be washing dishes, sweeping the floor. I'm still going to have fun.
Yeah, you still want to work there, right?
I still want to work there.
That's a big thing about floors. And I'm not talking about your business. But how important is it to have these places spick and span clean?
Women judge a restaurant
by
the bathrooms.
Right.
So bathrooms, floor, everything has to be immaculate. And again, my quote-unquote entry-level guys are the ones responsible with the not so much fun work.
Right.
So I make sure.
But the important work.
Yes. So I always make sure that whenever I stop by a store, those are the guys that I go say hi to first.
And you do stop by.
I do stop by.
He's coming to look at you. I like that. How do you differentiate? I mean, there's so many fast food places. How do you differentiate yourself from the competition?
Like I said, we're doing things that I think are just
fish taco for one.
Yeah, healthier for you. I mean, again, nothing against the burgers and all the other guys. For general purposes, I don't think you should be eating that much meat. So probably the leanest protein.
Irish.
Oh, well, yeah. But the fish, you know. is the leanest protein.
But you're right. I mean, so it's good and it's healthy. Yeah, I mean, that's healthy. It's kind of simple. Yeah. When you started your company, Wing, how did you start off financially?
I borrowed $30,000 from my mom and dad. I knew I could pay it off in a year if I didn't work out.
Right.
And the rest, literally, we self-financed the first handful. Eventually, got a credit from the bank. And then at about 5 years in, we actually did our first out-of-state franchise.
Right.
So about half of the stores are franchised with other people's money and half are corporate.
And now you just go on reputation, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, but you got to keep that
You do.
Reputation going. Do you study the competition?
I look at what
they're doing. Anything from, pardon the expression, McDonald's or Del Taco?
I look at efficiencies, what you're looking for. The one thing that they all do really well is they all use commissaries, which is central processing. And I just can't cross that bridge yet because I don't think people should go out to eat food that has been made somewhere else. That's the reason you go out to eat.
Right.
So if I wanted to go.
So what are you talking about? They make their.
They have a central kitchen.
Oh, okay.
Most of the fast food guys do. And, I mean, there's nothing wrong with it. I mean, we go to supermarkets, and everything you buy in the supermarket has a shelf life.
Right.
And that's what happens. But in order to have a shelf life, you need to stabilize the food or preserve it.
What's the biggest mistake you think you've made? Besides coming in here in shorts, it's 40 below in this room.
Like I said, early on was hiring friends and family members.
Right.
So one of my craziest first fires that I had to do, I had to fire my nephew. And that didn't feel good. But, you know.
But, I mean, as a CEO, these are responsibilities that you have to do eventually.
Yep.
Social media, do you use it?
We do. We're very engaged in Facebook, Instagram, you know, Twitter and all that.
How much does that change your business?
A lot. I mean, it's a very, if you're good at it, it's a very good way to cost-effectively promote your business.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect the community of entrepreneurs. I'm Pat O'Brien. Welcome to Business Rockstars. Wing Lam. Is our guest. Man, you do a lot of charities.
We have a lot of fun.
You know, and that's good. Not a lot. Would you suggest that entrepreneurs, the cynical thing is that it'll help you eventually.
It does, yeah.
But you don't, I'm sure you don't
that's
care
not
about
reason.
That.
No.
That's not the reason.
Yeah.
But you help cancer, you help kids, you help hospitals, St. Jude's, all this stuff. Tell other entrepreneurs what a feeling that gives you down here, because that's a...
It's, more than anything else, it's the right thing to do, because you'd be amazed at when, quote-unquote, you're going to need that. Because, you know, like I do stuff for Alzheimer's. Asians, by general, are not affected by it. But all of a sudden, one of my closest friends' father was able to get a better housing because I happen to be a big supporter of Alzheimer's.
And I've always thought the one, well, actually Arnold Schwarzenegger taught me that as you get older, your biggest relationship should be your hospital and your doctors.
Absolutely.
And you're connected. So, God forbid anything happens to me, I'm calling you away.
You got it.
It won't be for fish tacos. How do you stand out from the competition? I mean, the very word fish taco and wahoo does, but how do you stand out if there was another taco place next to you?
The difference is how many Asian guys are making tacos. Right there, I already stand out. How many guys have a goatee, long hair, the whole thing?
Right.
So by just the ethnical background that I have, I stand out from all the other Hispanic eateries. And then the rest is basically the way I carry my business. I mean, none of them are really catering to the action sports, all the things that I'm involved in. Mm-hmm. So I have just a huge, you know, local community sports celebrity database of people that I've helped. And now are more than willing to step up and help us.
And when people come to work for you, how do you encourage them to come up with new ideas?
I just tell them, if you don't like something.
I don't know, you won't like it.
Well, if they don't like something, tell me how you like it. And literally, like right now with one of my kitchen chefs, Maria, her and I are tweaking different things. And we'll sit there, what about this? What about that? And I don't tell her she's right or I don't tell her I'm right. She says, how do you like it? And together we'll brainstorm different things. Well, I think you should add more of this. You should do more of that.
Right.
And that's how we end up in.
How many tacos do you put out a day, do you think?
Oh, I have no idea. I mean, it's in the thousands.
Maybe I'll ask the owner. But lots, right?
A lot of tacos.
Yeah. Tens of thousands?
Oh, tens of thousands.
Yeah, okay. So do you ever sit back and marvel at what you've created?
No. I just...
Oh, come on.
No, because what I do is I want, like even your son, I want them to say, because this is crazy.
Right.
I don't want to say it because to me it's like, yeah, I do it every day. I want other kids and other friends of mine to say, this is crazy.
Yeah. Is that what you're most proud of?
Yes. I love more than anything else doing things that are so unexpected that people look at me and go, you didn't have to do it. I was like, I know.
You're not going to put a hamburger on your menu, are you?
No.
Okay. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. You've been watching Business Rockstars. I'm Pat O'Brien. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time.
You shouldn't have to choose a random lawyer who charges expensive hourly rates when you need legal help. But the legal system is so complicated, what other choice do you have when you need help with your business or want to protect your family? Start with LegalZoom. They make it easy. For more than a decade, they've provided a way for regular people like you and me to confidently navigate the legal system. LegalZoom's not a law firm, and that's how they provide such great value. They don't rely on charging you by the hour. Instead, you'll get transparent pricing and customer reviews so you know exactly what you're getting up front. If you need help with incorporation, LLCs, trademarks, last wills, living trusts, and more, LegalZoom's the smart choice. They've got the right people on hand to answer your questions. And if you need legal advice, their network of independent attorneys can provide the straightforward guidance you need in most states. Don't let legal hurdles become an excuse. Go to LegalZoom.com today to start building your own future the right way. To save even more, enter ROCKSTAR in the referral box at checkout. That's LegalZoom.com.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, I need some things for the office, but money is tight.
Well, now at Staples, we're celebrating HP Savings Month. You'll find big savings on great HP products all month long.
Save big on HP? How big?
Right now, when you buy one HP ink, you'll get the second 40% off.
Whoa. Mind blown.
You're the third one this week.
Now, during HP Savings Month at Staples, buy one HP ink, get the second 40% off, and experience the outstanding print quality of original HP ink cartridges.
Ends 4/8/17. See store or staples.com/HP month for details. Restrictions may apply.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention, this is a public notice from Citizens Disability. If you are one of the millions of Americans who are disabled and unable to work, you may be entitled to disability benefits from Social Security. Receiving benefits is your right if you suffer from a physical or mental disability. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied, Citizens Disability can help. You'll be given an advocate who will evaluate your situation, handle your application, and deal with Social Security. Best of all, there is no fee until you receive your benefits. We only get paid if you win your case. To get started with your free no-obligation consultation, call 800-504-1639. That's 800-504-1639. There are a vast number of conditions that can make you eligible for disability benefits, many that you may not be aware of. So if you're disabled and unable to work, call Citizens Disability today. Again, that's 800-504-1639. 800-504-1639. That's Citizens Disability. 800-504-1639.
Non-attorney paid spokesperson. Could your house go into foreclosure? Are you behind on your mortgage payments? Does it seem like the bank has no interest in helping you save your home? And you feel like you have nowhere to turn for help? Then we have good news for you. Foreclosure Protection Services can help save your home as they specialize in foreclosure assistance. That's all they do. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, being threatened with foreclosure, have been denied a loan modification, or been the victim of a predatory loan, it's critical that you call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. Their network of attorneys and their agents are available to speak to you now. If you're behind on your mortgage payments, Foreclosure Protection Services can help stop the foreclosure process. Call today before it's too late. New laws are in effect that may save your home. Call Foreclosure Protection Services now at 800-844-3056. 800-844-3056. That's 800-844-3056.
Welcome back to Business Rockstars. Now let's go to Mark Lack.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today is Tony Gauthier. He's the CEO and founder of Spritz. Good to have you, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
What is Spritz? I mean, we got it right here. Let's see it.
So Spritz is the first all-natural 2-in-1 breath and hand freshener. For your hands and for your breath.
That's real good.
You know, all natural, zero calories, sugar-free. It's a better alternative for a lot of things that people are using right there. It's less mess.
Like myself.
It keeps you fresh and on the go. That's right.
I can imagine doing Listerine strips. You're like, no. I'm like, what is your company? And you're like, boop.
There you go. That's Spritz. That's what it's all about.
I dig it, man. What has been maybe the best experience you've had so far with this company?
The best experience, second to going on Shark Tank, of course, because Shark Tank was awesome.
Shark Tank's number one.
Just the experience of getting the feedback from the customers. Mm. You know, the people actually that are buying the product, they love it. I mean, we get comments on Facebook, on Twitter, on Instagram for people saying, you know, I went on my smoke break or a coffee break, and I went back inside, and I didn't have to embarrass my coworkers because I don't smell like the aftermath of cigarette smoke or cigars or stinky coffee, you know, from my coffee break. So it's like one of our slogans is coffee break, not coffee breath. You know, so just seeing the feedback and hearing the feedback from our customers is just awesome, you know, things like that.
So you said social media.
Yeah.
You said social media.
Yeah.
What are you doing on social media? Nowadays we got literally babies and children all the way up to old people on social media, and then everybody in between with primary users. But what are you guys doing? You said Instagram, you hinted at some things, but what are you really doing that's having an actual effect on sales?
So we're doing videos, we're doing short 15-second videos. I'm getting real people to try Spritz. We're
just pure social proof.
People that are buying, you know, they'll send in photos, they'll tag Spritz me on Instagram, on Facebook. And even on YouTube, there's people that do reviews on it. Hmm. So we're just spreading the word through our social media. We're telling everybody, if you're buying Spritz, go ahead and throw a picture up. We post every single day. You know, we don't put it in your face and just hit you over the head with, like, we're selling it. We're just letting you know that this is the newest product on the market. It's a healthy alternative to all those other things you've been using.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's the revolutionary breath freshener of the world. So,
were you big on social media beforehand? Like, were you somebody grinding on it? You were?
Okay. Oh, yeah. And I'm getting better at it now because social media is a science.
It is.
Oh, man.
If you're going to use it
right,
there's a strategy, there's a tactic, there's a science to learning it.
Yeah. You know what Phantom ads are?
I'm familiar with everything about Facebook.
I didn't know what Phantom ads were. Until now.
You guys are using boosted posts, and you guys are doing retargeting and things like that?
Yes, we're doing retargeting.
Which is so interesting because it's with a spray. You wouldn't think that you'd be doing it, but I love the fact that you guys are.
Yeah, because we have to educate the consumer. You know, a lot of people say, well, spray it in my mouth and in my hands.
Yeah.
So they need to see the videos. They need to see other people doing this after they had a tuna sandwich.
I got you,
You know, or after a smoke break, spraying it in their mouth, spraying it on their hands, and going back to work. Okay. They need to see that, and we're putting that on our social media.
What about trade shows? I feel like that would be, you guys have something here where you need to be testing it, and it, like, for me, it was just like, boom.
Yeah.
Now I'm a Spritz guy, because the second I did it on both, I was like, okay.
Nice.
I get it. So that's people need
part
to test
of the plan
it.
To do trade shows in the coming future. It was still somewhat new to me at the moment. I'm still learning a lot about business, you know, and where to go and where to be. So trade shows are in the near future. I'm hoping to do the trade show next May in Chicago. It's one of the biggest confectionery trade shows where all the candy companies, the mom and pop stores.
That's where you need to be, for sure.
That's where we're going. You know, even if I have to walk around with a bag of Spritz just passing it out, I'm going to be there and I'm going to make a presence. Spritz will be there.
So I'm curious to know, because I have maybe a potential thing for you to consider.
Yeah.
Is there sugar?
No, we use stevia.
Okay, so just a thought, because one of my friends is one of the world's best dentists.
Okay.
He was actually the founder of Night White and Zoom Whitening.
Oh, not I've seen that online.
So I'm thinking this might be something that you could partner with dentists.
Yep.
I feel like dentists could be referring this out just constantly.
Send your buddy over to us. We'll talk to him. Because that actually is one of the markets we want to tap into, especially since we don't use sugar.
Yeah, because that was what would deter most people.
Exactly.
What am I doing? But if a professional is telling you, then you're going to be like, oh, this is my new thing.
Exactly. So we're looking to work with dentists as well as the healthcare and like spas. A lot of people
all
in spas.
All of those things, exactly.
So it's not just for, a lot of people think it's just for smokers.
It
no,
seems
it's
more
not.
Elegant that way, too.
Ah, that's right. That's right. So that's where we're hitting.
What is the margin? Or not necessarily the margin, but the cost is what I'm really asking. Is it $1.99? What is the cost?
The cost is $3.33 right now. And I'm looking to bring that down. There's always some talk about it being a luxury item.
When you get started, typically things are going to cost more because you haven't had the margin kick in where you're doing a million of these things in a week.
Right. And I want everyone to be able to afford it. But at the same time, you know, I don't want it to be just a 99-cent item, but I do want everyone to afford it. But who knows? You know, that's something, again, I'm still learning.
Yeah.
You know, I'm an entrepreneur. I'm not a know-it-all.
That's a big distinction.
Yeah, definitely.
Nobody's actually a know-it-all. People just pretend to be. And I don't think anyone actually likes know-it-all. Nobody's ever been like, oh, I know this guy. He thinks he's a know-it-all. And he's my favorite. People hate know-it-all. So I love the fact that you make the distinction.
Yeah.
As an entrepreneur, mm-hmm. right, we're going to have ups. We're going to have downs. Yeah. I'm curious, though. You're somebody who actually took the hustle and the grind serious.
Yeah.
You made this thing happen.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of aspiring entrepreneurs out there that have limiting beliefs, self-doubts, uncertainty about what direction to take. Mm-hmm. When do I get started? How much time and energy and money do I need?
Yeah.
Limiting beliefs like, I don't have the connections. Yeah. I don't have the money. I don't know how to do it. What if I fail?
Yeah.
Well, you did it. So what's your advice to an aspiring entrepreneur who's sitting on the fence, mm-hmm. they have a 9-to-5 job, and they have this idea that mm-hmm. they want to take to fruition? What's your advice for them?
Don't let perfect get in the way of good. Done is better than perfect.
Yes. You know? I love that
Just
saying.
Get it done. Yeah. When we auditioned for Shark Tank, I won't lie, I wasn't ready. The team I was working with at the time said, no, we're going. And I said, you know what, let's just go. We'll get ready.
Yeah.
You know, if you have a dream, if you have a something that you believe in, just give it a shot. Not everyone is going to believe in you, but you have to believe in yourself. Again, my thoughts will transform my future. What I think today will transform my tomorrow. So I don't care if I don't have all the money right now. Yeah. I'll find a way to get it. I don't care if I don't know everyone. I'll find a way to know everyone.
Yeah.
Sooner or later, it will happen. Doors will open, but you have to be persistent and you have to believe. I'm a firm believer in myself, as well as the spirits, the universe, whatever you want to call it. No one's going to stop me. We can leave this interview, you can laugh at me all day long, but guess what? I'm going to keep on going. And that's what I tell aspiring entrepreneurs.
Well, you just said like 15 things that I'd love to do.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Turn it even into a blog article, but I'm going to just say, yeah, love your passion, brother. And I'll
thank you. Thank
one
you.
Of the amazing things that you said in the beginning, which was done. Is
better than perfect.
Yep. Founder and CEO of Spritz. Tony Gaucher is our guest right now. We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Again, Tony Gaucher is joining us. Love Spritz, by the way, brother.
Thank you.
I'm going to just do myself another little Spritz.
Yeah, let me get a little some more right there.
Truly delicious.
Thank you so much.
Truly delicious. Let's talk about partnerships real quick.
Okay.
Do you have some great partners?
Right now, so we started with the Spritz. When you saw us on Shark Tank, there were two other business partners.
Okay.
Now they're acting as advisors, and I do have other partners right now. Actually, I take that back. Not partners that own the company. I 100% own the company, but I have advisors that work with Spritz.
Okay.
So I'm still looking for people because I can't run this company by myself. It takes a team to win the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
So, but I have great resources, a great network of friends, people that I've met along the way. But I'm always still open to hearing, you know, ideas of partnership because I can't do it by myself.
Yeah. What are you guys doing for company culture, though? Because I know you guys are small and you're starting
still
out.
Still small.
But one thing that we talk about here all the time is company culture and how important it is to start your business, whether it's systems or whether it's culture or anything like that, starting with the end in mind. And that doesn't mean waiting for your business to be where we've got 20 employees or 100 to put the systems in place to create the company culture. Start with great company culture and the end in mind. So, I mean, even if it's just you right now, Hassan, you said you got some advisors.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing to keep it fun and to stay passionate?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I mean, you were already saying some things like just keeping the mind sharp, which is something like that's an environment that you condition every day.
Yeah, so I'm real big on, you know, the motivating my team. You know, I have an intern, I motivate him.
I want everyone
to just not just have fun, but just believe. The culture with Spritz is just believe. Believe, 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 believe,
That's
believe.
It.
Where
yeah.
we are today is not where we're going to be at tomorrow. Just believe. And also work your butt off.
Yeah. In the beginning, you got to work your butt off.
You have to wear every single hat.
Yeah.
If this was McDonald's, I'm on the fryer, I'm on the burgers, I'm at the cash register, I'm the janitor. Wherever you're at. So the culture is fun. I mean, with the people I am working with and partnering up with right now, it's fun.
Hmm.
But there's a level of seriousness when it comes to belief. I'm a firm believer in belief. You have to believe in what you're doing. If you're working with me and you don't believe in this product, we don't need to work together.
Yeah.
We just don't, you know? But if you work with me and you believe in the product and I believe in you, we're golden. We're golden. I'm an open door. My email, my phone, everything. If you have any questions, any problems, we could talk about it. I can be wrong a lot of times, and I'll bring that up. But it's just believe. You got to believe.
So belief is obviously a value of yours.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the times, unfortunately, people get conditioned through their environments.
Yep.
Those environments can be their parents, their friends, other family members, school, the news, social media, outside influencers.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of the day, most of us have our values unconsciously conditioned within us. We haven't sat down and said, I'm going to choose to value contribution and gratitude and integrity and growth because those are going to serve me in these ways. We just typically have them unconditionally serving us.
That's true.
And you meet a lot of people, and you can tell because they're unhealthy, they're broke, they're stressed out. You can tell a lot of the times what their values are. And I feel like you've consciously chosen to have some values that have been serving you. Can you share what some of your internal values are that are serving you?
One is belief.
Yeah, because having a strong belief.
Well, see, I grew up, I didn't know I was poor when I grew up. I grew up poor. I grew up, like what you said, I had these different constraints all my life that said that I couldn't make it. My mother would always tell me I could, but the environment I grew up in, living in East Oakland, living in West Oakland, that environment told me, you're going to go to jail.
That's right,
you're
going
to die by the age of 25. I may be light-skinned, but I'm a young black man in Oakland,
California. Not as light-skinned as me, though.
But, you know, the odds were against me.
Yeah.
You know, I read books like The Code of the Extraordinary Mind that talks about breaking these rules. They're BS rules that you grow up with.
Yeah.
I was told that I wasn't going to make it from my city or my the peers that I grew up with. I had to break that. So I just know that I was born for a reason. I was put on this earth for a reason. And my belief is out of this world.
Yeah, you know,
it's just, I just know I'm going to make it. I just know I have to make it. I believe in myself. I believe, you know, my name isn't Tony Victor for any reason. I'm the victorious one. I'm supposed to do something with my life.
Yeah.
Even though my city or my environment said no, people will tell you all the time, you're a product of your environment. That doesn't have to be true.
Yeah.
You can change it. So, you know, that's a, sorry to get too emotional and passionate about it, but that's just a tough question because, you know, my life changed, you know, and I'm a firm believer in just what I believe in. Positivity, hardworking, and just believing in yourself. I know I'm going to make it. I know I'm going to be somebody. That's why I'm sitting here with you today.
This is exactly right here. Pop, pop, pop. This is what I'm saying. We got to get you on YouTube, brother.
Hey, we need to talk.
That's right.
We need to talk.
Tony Gaucher, brother, I appreciate you for coming on the show, man. It's
been a
pleasure.
Thank you so much. Thank you so
much. I'm going to be repping this stuff all the time from now on, right?
You can keep those.
Thanks, brother.
All right. Have a good one.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
Not available in all states.
Hey, you two, what brings you to the mall?
We're just here checking on our robot.
Your robot?
Yeah, our recent Irby's Froyo robot. Diane and I became franchisees last month.
And couldn't be happier. It serves premier frozen yogurt creations to customers in 60 seconds. And the yogurt is delicious.
Yep, our customers absolutely love it. That's it over there.
Whoa, that's incredible. People really do love your Froyo robot. So, you own this?
Sure do. Reese and Irby's Froyo robots are available across the country, and it's super easy. Reese and Irby's provided us with everything we needed. They even help you secure amazing locations. Movie theaters, grocery stores, college campuses, theme parks. They make any location a sensation.
And everyone loves frozen yogurt. That's incredible. How do I get a Froyo robot of my own?
You just go to froyofranchising.com and enter promo code 9595. But hurry, because locations and robots are going fast.
Froyo.
Yeah, froyofranchising.com. Promo code 9595.
And now, it's time for The Lens of Liberty. Here with today's installment is author, speaker, and activist Helen Kriebel.
A young man in Kentucky helped his sister move and realized that might be a good living. So he and a friend posted an ad on Craigslist, and the new moving business took off. Before long, they had 5 trucks and 30 employees. But then the state stepped in, requiring a certificate of necessity to prove the business was needed, and other moving companies could object. But this young entrepreneur looked through the lens of liberty, saw the state improperly protecting favored businesses, and went to court. He won the case for himself and for free enterprise around the country. Similar laws were struck down in 4 other states because one citizen decided it was time to move the government out. What a great role model for liberty.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
You should.
Are
you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
If you are struggling to pay or haven't been making your student loan payments, listen carefully to this urgent alert. Have you been out of school for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? Are your student loans past due or even in default? Can't go back to school because of an old student loan problem? Fast Track Student Loans can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop collection calls, and stop seizure of your tax refund. Give yourself a break. Stop the stress and get your student loan payments down to as little as $25 a month based on what you can afford to pay. One quick 10-minute call could help you solve your student loan problems. So call right now. Not available in all states. Payments may vary based on income.
800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. 800-685-0129. That's 800-685-0129.
We're here to inspire, inform, and connect a community of entrepreneurs. I'm Mark Lack, and this is Business Rockstars. Our guest today joining us is a serial entrepreneur, and his name is Jason Sullivan. Jason, it's great to have you, brother.
Mark, it's great to see you again, man. It's been a long time. Brother. Fantastic. Congratulations on your new show.
Thank you, brother. Let's rock and roll. So how do we identify those key people to help us grow our business?
Well, Mark, it would all depend on what type of business that you want to be in, right? And what type of vertical that you wish to be in. But the first thing that I ask people, if they want to find the right people that can help them grow their business, right, is first thing is, what do they read, right? Mm-hmm. What your targets, whenever you're looking for your prospects.
So why is that? Why do you want to know where they read?
Well, the reason is because those publications that are industry-specific are going to have thought leaders in that particular space.
So it could be Fast Company, Forbes, things like that?
That's correct, okay? Business magazines, whatever industry-leading magazine that's out there. So think about, what do they read? And then you can also go and find those publications, start reading them, call through them. You're going to see other people that are in near advertising. You're going to see other thought leaders that are writing stories and publishing and whatnot. And then also you're going to see different events that are coming up, which leads me to the next part is, where do they gather? Right. So what do they read and where do they gather?
So like what groups are they a part of? What events are they attending? Things like that?
That's correct. Associations, clubs, even you can go to meetup. Right. There's a great place to meet other people with like minds and things like that. But the association and the expos especially, those are things that you need to be mingling and shaking hands and kissing babies if you want to meet the right people. Right. Okay. There's a lot of other ways that you can find people, too. There's some really cool publications that are out there, like the business journals. So every single city or every single metropolitan area will have their own business journal, like we have the Los Angeles Business Journal.
Yeah.
They have a special list in there that's a treasure trove for finding the right people that can help you grow your business or be advisors to you, potentially. Okay. And it's called the Business Book of List, okay? The Business Journal
is
a book of
list. And this is free for anybody?
The Book of List might cost you $10 to go pick up, or if you can get a subscription, right? You
know, anyone can afford that.
Yeah, but anybody can afford it. Yeah, go and get a subscription to Los Angeles Business Journal if you're here locally, or whatever city that you're in. Get a subscription, get that Book of List. It'll show you all the top companies leading, starting from number one all the way down to the top 30 or top 50 or top 100, depending on the list, and industry specific. You can get in there, and what I did when I wanted to get in front of the right people in one of the companies that I had years ago, I was in the Tampa Bay area. So I went in Tampa Bay Business Journal. I found all the top leading industry CEOs that I wanted to emulate, that I wanted to learn from. And what I did is I wrote letters to those individuals starting from the number one. So always start at the top. Right, it's always a lot different starting at the top and working your way from the bottom up, right? because somebody's always there trying to stop you on the way up. Start at the top and work your way down.
So right? Most people would think, hey, I should just try to go work my way up. You take it the opposite approach.
Absolutely.
Start at the top.
Opposite. Start at the very top, okay? Send your letter to the CEO and the VP of sales or whoever it is out there and copy each of them so each other knows that they were copied. Okay, so that now your target, who might be the VP of sales, knows that their CEO got the letter and that they could be watching on what's taking place with that letter and if there is a follow-up.
I like that. So you're getting other people involved, and it kind of sparks the curiosity, so they want to keep paying attention to where
it's going.
That's
right. It's called the circle of leverage letter. I can't remember where I learned that, but a long time ago. So whoever your target is, send a letter to that individual, right? Send it to their subordinate who might be bucking for their job. Send it to their peer who's jockeying with them for attention. And send it to their boss. Send it to all of them and make sure that all of them got copied in it so everybody knows that they got it. And then they want to react to it. Because if you're trying to pitch something, they don't know who you are. So why do they have a reason to care? Because they're getting a lot of different letters from a lot of different people. And they have gatekeepers and everything else that may be shuffling those letters and stacking them in a stack that may never ever get read, unfortunately. So
you got to be able to stand out.
You got to keep leverage. You got to create leverage or you don't have any. So what does everybody care about? They care about the relationships. So if they don't know who you are as a salesperson, they care about the relationships within their company. So if you send that letter to them, their subordinate, their peer, and their CEO, almost guarantee you they're going to respond to you.
And you've done this from a personal experience.
I've done this so many times, you can't even count. And it works.
So I love those strategies. I especially like the circle of leverage for the letter or for the email. Mm-hmm. What about some of the other stuff? I know you're doing some ninja stuff online with Twitter and social media. How can we use that to get in front of the right people?
We can't talk about that. No, actually, we have been building some software that helps exploit the social media networks in a good way, right? Yeah. In a legal way as well. But there's a lot of cool tricks that you can use out there on social media. One particular trick, Twitter, okay? And I know there's Instagram, there's Facebook, and there's all these other ones as well. But we've been lately specializing in Twitter. You can go to twitter.com/search-advanced. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people don't know about that particular tool, and they don't advertise.
Anyone can do that on YouTube.
Anybody go on there. Just go there and then type in twitter.com/search-advanced and type in any specific search term or key phrase that would clearly identify an individual that could potentially be your prospect. Type that into the search, and you can even do geo-searching, and you'll populate all the people that are talking about that particular topic and subject, and then you can start culling through it and then identifying them, okay, and qualifying them and prioritizing them as potentially top or prospects.
You're saying that anyone can go on Twitter, and they can put their ear on the railroad, essentially.
That's right.
And they can dive in. So continue. We're talking about, in this case, we're talking about shoes, right?
There's an old saying that I learned from a mentor of mine who you know, Max Carey. Junior, one of the chief strategists, or was the chief strategist of Outback Steakhouse Corporation, that grew up from one store to 2000, my favorite mentor. But there's one thing that he taught me, and that is there can be no strategy without intelligence, right? Now, repeat that. There can be no strategy without intelligence. So I take it a step further and say that there can be no greater strategy than one that's built around real-time intelligence. So when you say ear to the railroad, that's precisely what I mean.
Yeah.
Okay? So whatever business that you're in, go there, search, get your intelligence, find out what's being said, especially real-time. Okay? And then go through the search bars like that, like search-advanced on Twitter, and find, and you're going to see the latest and greatest news. You're going to call through it. It's going to break down which are the most key influential conversations at this moment. Then you're going to identify them as friend or foe. Is this a competitor, right? Which you can learn from your competitors, right?
Of course.
Or is this a friend? And then you can qualify that. And the way I qualify them, as I'm calling through conversations that are relevant and applicable to my business, I qualify it as a real-time sales lead, put them in a bucket, right? So I've got all these buckets here. Real-time sales lead, throw that here. And then later on I can follow up with them, right? Business development opportunity, right? This might be somebody I want to do business with. It could be a co-marketing opportunity, which is slightly different than a business development opportunity,
so
right?
So essentially I can figure out exactly the target audience or the person I want to get in front of, figure out where the demand is, and I can serve that by real-time actually hearing what people are talking about online.
That's right. Ear to the railroad. Go through there and call through, get your intel. Can't have strategy without intelligence. So now you're qualifying all these different leads for you, which you can capitalize on. So your real-time sales leads, your business development opportunities, your co-marketing opportunities, right? Your media exposure opportunities. I can guarantee you that every single writer and journalist lives on Twitter.
Yeah.
They don't share their Instagram or their Facebooks with you, but they all live on Twitter. And the best way for you to ever get into the news is to be timely. Right? So we like to catch them in what we call the moment of influence.
Jason, it's been a pleasure.
Absolutely. Great to see you again.
Thank you.
Yes.
I'm Mark Lack on Business Rockstars, connecting a community of entrepreneurs. Join us on Facebook, Twitter, and online at businessrockstars.com.
This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering legal, accounting, business, or other professional advice. Since the details of your situation are unique, you should additionally seek the advice and services of a competent professional.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalk Radio.